Good morning, everyone. This is Martin Suberg. I'm the commissioner of Massachusetts DEP. As you may have heard on the call, I've also been joined by Kathy Baskin, our assistant commissioner for water, who also hosts this platform and make sure that we're able to communicate in this way each time we have this call. Thank you for joining us. A reminder that this call is being recorded. As we always do, the recording will be, a link to it will be put on our website following the call in the section of our website that has resources for water and wastewater utilities in the COVID era on our website. Not only are we joined by Kathy Baskin, we're also joined by the leadership of our water programs in Boston, as well as staff from the programs in each of the regional offices, because we think it's important for everyone to hear the same thing. And if there are follow-up issues that need to be addressed, that we're able to move expeditiously to do it. We're also fortunate when we do these calls that we are joined by EPA. I believe Denny Dart and Jeff Kopp will be on the call. I might ask if Denny would like to provide any updates. If you wouldn't mind unmuting yourself and doing so now, that would be great.
Hi, thank you, Commissioner. I guess the one update I would give is that there's going to be another webinar for POTWs. The first one was held on August 18th, and Bill Ingram, who's superintendent at Great Barrington, Mass., was the featured speaker, and he did a fantastic job. He will be speaking again on September 15th, talking about best management practices for POTW compliance. And I sent the information about this to Kathy Baskin. Not only can you enroll on the September webinar, you can also hear a recording of the August webinar. And that's it for today. Thank you.
Thanks, Denny, and thanks for organizing those, and you know, thanks to Bill Ingram for being a presenter. I think Kathy Baskin is planning, in support of this, to send out the link to register, and can also send out email to everyone the flyer on the technical assistance webinar schedule. And I also guess for those who were on part one, there were several participants who inquired about a good reference for wastewater biology, and I think there was a manual on the causes and control of activated sludge, bulking, foaming, and other solid separation problems, third edition. That information will also put that on our website, and communicate that through other means. So thanks for that information, Denny. We're also joined by John Murphy, the chairman of our board of licensure. John, if you wouldn't mind unmuting yourself and joining us, that would be terrific.
Yep, thanks, Commissioner. just a brief update today. Applications continue to come in, so that's good. People are passing the exam and taking the exam. Exam sites are open, following COVID safety protocols. So there's no issues there. People are taking the exam. My big thing of note for this call, and I see that Kathy is updating the chat with it, there's a lot of training available, and a lot of training being put together right now. 20 TCHs are required by December 31st, 2021 for all wastewater operators. So don't wait till the end. There's plenty available now with various organizations. Just real quick, the MWAT program run by NUIPIC, these are exam prep type courses. These are available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, starting at last week and running through November, 2 to 3 hour sessions. MAWEA, so the Massachusetts Wastewater Environment Association, is holding their quarterly meeting online September 23rd in the afternoon. NUIA is holding monthly webinars. Tomorrow is collections, the 16th is brewery waste, 24th is contaminants of emerging concern. I see that the EPA trainings are posted in the chat. There's a few EPA webinars. Rural Water is running trainings, RCAP. as well as many of the other training providers that people are using. So don't wait. Get out there and go online and get some of this training. Most of the training, or all of the training I've seen so far, is online. So the trainings are available. If you're looking to get a course approved, please complete a TCH form, and you can email that to me. And one thing for emphasis on these web-based trainings is we need to show some sort of, you know, verification on attendance and making sure after the training is over, each attendee receives an individual certificate. So as long as those requests are made, then most trainings will be approved. So that's the update from the board this week.
Great. Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it. And thanks to the board for all the work. So I don't have very many updates myself. One thing we talk about semi-regularly, and I don't really have an update. I think we're all watching the newspapers to figure out whether there will be another stimulus package in Congress. We've seen recent developments, but how that all plays out, I think is still undecided. So we're continuing to monitor it. You know, we understand the importance of the economic issues. You know, the economic issue of COVID and the aftermath on the utilities, and we continue to make sure that we're identifying that as an important consideration for decision makers to consider. On our drinking water call, I know Kathy Baskin Jen Peterson, had indicated that their members are collecting information. And I know Jen sometimes joins us on this call. I don't know if Jen is on today, if there's anything she'd like to add on this topic or not.
I am here. Sorry, took me a minute to unmute.
Sure.
Thank you, Commissioner. So Mass Waterworks and NUIA and others participate as part of the Water Infrastructure Alliance. And the Alliance is getting ready to write a letter to our legislative leaders in Massachusetts and also to the congressional delegation. And certainly facts and figures are going to be important. So, you know, we are hearing from some water systems that their receivables are up quite a bit. And if that is also happening on the wastewater side, we'd love to know so that we can provide some of that data in these letters. So if anyone has any information they want to share with us about their financial picture due to COVID, please feel free to send it along to me, jpeterson@masswaterworks.org. I'll put my email in the chat as well. Thank you, Commissioner.
Great. Thanks, Jen. Thanks. So, we also, I know we're keeping an eye on how wastewater surveillance efforts are underway to, help track COVID. As I indicated, there was a procurement out from the Department of Public Health that closed, I think, in late August. We don't have an update from the Department of Public Health, but I'm hoping the next time we speak, we will, I assume. They're looking at the proposals they've received, so we'll stay in touch with you on that. I don't believe there are any questions that came in advance of this call. You're always free to, as we always do, pose a question either through the chat or through emailing kathleen.baskin@mass.gov. Or if all else, if neither of those are comfortable, unmuting yourself by hitting *6 and asking a question. So I'll start by seeing if Kathy has anything that's come in via chat, either questions or comments.
So Commissioner, I have not seen any emails coming in, and I also have not seen any questions. So
okay,
nothing in writing yet.
Okay, understood. In light of that, if folks are interested in asking the questions verbally, then it's the unmuting procedure on your computer, star six on the phones, if anybody would like to ask anything verbally.
Good morning, Marty. David Gray from Nantucket. I just didn't know if anyone had any interest in seeing our latest BioBot COVID-19 results. I could put them up on the screen or I could send them to somebody. Just wanted to put that out there.
Well, thank you very much. If you wanted to put them up on the screen and also send them along, the reason for sending them along is, you know, we do like to share this information with our colleagues at the Department of Public Health and you know, those that work with the command center. So if I could trouble you to do both, and if there's anything you want to talk about while it's up on the screen, you know, the floor is yours right now.
All right, yeah, I think I need permission to share. Oh, there it is. And I don't know if everyone can see that or not, but we had a pretty significant hit this time around. This was our highest hit so far to date. We've been usually in the 80 to 100 range, and this gets into showing that it's anticipated for us to have upwards of 380 cases on the island. It was on the week, it was last weekend, last Sunday and Monday. I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago, Sunday and Monday. We just did a sample again this week, but that was a striking hit for us that we're watching very carefully to see if it continues. But I just wanted to share that in case anyone, I know I've been in touch with a lot of different other facilities that have been interested in our data. So I just I'd like to share it with you.
Great. No, and thank you for doing that. And I don't know if there are any questions.
It would be great to have it emailed, if you don't mind, David. So I did put my email in the chat earlier.
Yeah, I will email it to you right now.
Thank you.
But other than that, I'll stop sharing. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you. This is something I think a lot of people are interested in. Certainly, like I said, we're looking at it at a larger geographic scale. So, you know, this information is very helpful. Other questions?
Well, there's a question that's a non-COVID question directed at EPA about wondering about the timing of permit renewals, NPDES permit renewals, and why it takes some time to renew them. So I'm not sure that that's one that we can answer. I don't know if the right people are on today for EPA to answer that. If not, I think we could probably get back to the person who asked. And I know that we've been aware that EPA has been moving more quickly on their permit renewals lately. When we were doing joint permitting, we were reviewing them within 21 days. Another question that came up is the sample for COVID taken on the influenza? So this must be for Nantucket. Has a sample ever been taken on the effluent?
We have only been testing the influent at both facilities. We have not yet done an effluent, but we do have the capability to do that, and maybe that would be a worthy test.
And I'm not seeing other questions coming in through the chat. Nor are there any questions that have come in to my email.
Okay. One more. We'll give one more opportunity for people to comment or raise questions verbally. Before we do, I will note one thing. We, in our work with the drinking water, folks and Jen Peterson, the past week, there's been some discussion about whether or not it makes sense to move the frequency of these calls to once a month. As you know, for a while we were talking once a week, you know, when we were, you know, first in the emergency situation and a lot of things were developing and there were a lot of questions. Then a few months ago, we moved to every 2 weeks. I know the drinking water side of the house felt that, you know, subject, of course, to change. And if things, you know, things happened, we can always reassess, but subject to change that we would go to once a month. And so we're implementing that on the drinking water side. I think we also touch base with Mickey Nowak, you know, to get an informal sense before this call. And I think the sense was that we could probably turn this call, you know, the frequency of this call into once a month as well. And so, you know, we're going to propose to do that. You know, again, we will do all the other things we do to communicate in the meantime. If there are updates, we'll reach out. We have our communications avenues. We have our ways of, you know, making sure that we can get information quickly. And of course, if, you know, circumstances change and, you know, it becomes more important to speak more regularly, we would certainly do that as well. But all other things being equal, I think we are talking about collectively going to a once a month scenario. So, you know, unless anybody objects, you know, or Mickey has any other thoughts on that, that's what we would do. So,
and I do see Mickey is on the call today.
So, Mickey, I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to add or supplement to that.
I think the once a month is sufficient. We've kind of reached our new normal as far as COVID goes. And I think a month allows time for questions to accumulate. And like you mentioned, if there's any emergencies or things, we can shorten it.
Right, right. Okay. So that's what we'll do. And so I think our next call is, if I'm doing the math right, would it be October 7th, Kathy? Is that when our next one would be?
I think that's right. We'll send out an announcement to our friends who have great contacts who can reach out to all of you.
Okay. And in the meantime, you know, again, I did want to allow one more opportunity for any verbal questions or comments.
Hi, Kathleen. This is Melissa in South Hadley.
Good morning.
I just wanted to let you know that the Hampshire Gazette reached out to me regarding an article that they want to do on COVID testing in wastewater. And so anyway, I did give them your contact information so that they could follow up with you.
That's great. Thank you. We'll make sure that they get to the right people at DEP.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. And when the article is published, I'm sure we'd love to get a link to that.
Okay, great. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you.
Okay, well, not hearing anything else, I think we'll conclude this call today and again go to our new once a month format, subject to any updates that we communicate either through email or other methods. You know, I want to thank you all once again, not only for, you know, being on this call with us and sharing comments and questions and the information about things like the wastewater surveillance you're doing, but also, you know, more generally for the tremendous work you're continuing to do under very difficult times. So without any further issues or any new business, as they sometimes say in the Robert's Rules of Orders, you know, I want to wish everybody a good day, and we'll look forward to staying in touch with you and working together. So thank you very much.
Thank you.